was a part of that process for about a year or so. And I saw it in action, and I thought it's complex as hell and really.
Is this the HUD stuff?
HUD stuff is a piece of it. City monies, you know.
Yeah.
City money has, you know, HUD has all restrictions, you know, that, you know, sometimes they can do away with some restrictions and whatnot. So. But so I was working with the developers, community development corporations in Boston, the students. We were working on housing for the poor. I'm talking about poor people, not affordable housing, but poor people housing.
Yeah.
And especially people, elderly, women with children, that kind of thing, you know, migrants, making sure that they can have that. So that's what we're working on. When I left that, they continue on, but I had to leave because of work. They were basically at the point of getting in the neighborhood of maybe 120 houses of youth, you know, units of housing for poor people in Boston. But through a whole purchasing scheme of having to buy 3-family houses, not new housing, but remodeling. And there were some other programs for people that wanted to remodel their houses and in order to get them rentable for Section 8 people and so forth. Like, so pretty decent time to get to 500 units of housing in the next 3 or 4 years, you know?
Yeah.
Which is pretty significant in a small, you know, neighborhood like East Boston. So that in response to like all these new high-rise buildings that are making lots of money, you know, making a lot of like luxury. So that's sort of like